Hey everybody, it's Mike and Chris.
Chris and Mike.
Mike and Chris and Mike. You love us on Room Full of Nerd Stuff. You probably hate ninjas and Godzilla. We did Ninja Turtles, and then we did Ninja Turtles 2. And so we figured, why not go for the hat trick? And then Mike started like bleeding out of his ears and twitching, and I guess he's not a fan of this movie.
This, though, is the only, or the first, I guess, Ninja Turtles movie that I saw in the theater.
Really?
I did not see one or two.
I only saw one. I didn't see two or three. Or TMNT.
I did see TMNT. I forgot about that one when we brought that up, but yeah.
I didn't make it to the theater in time to see TMNT. This is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time.
I don't think that that's an official...
Oh, no, it's not. It's just Ninja Turtles 3.
Yeah, it's been kind of given that because the game came out around the same time, but...
Yeah.
The game much better than this movie.
The game way better than this movie. So we're in Japan.
Ninja horses.
Go ninja, go ninja. Mike, have you seen the mac and cheese commercial with Vanilla Ice in it?
You told me about it. I haven't seen it yet. I need to watch it.
It's a commercial that makes me sad because it's like the startling realization of exactly how old I'm getting.
Yeah. Like, our generation is now old enough to have kids to look at us weird when we reference things from our childhood. Yet we don't have kids to do that.
That's probably a good
and
thing at this point.
Thank God, yeah.
Chris, why don't you have kids? Well, my balls are, like, full of poison, so.
Evidenced by the fact that every girl that I slept with dead.
So that's what happened to Warrior. That was the tamest sword fight I've ever seen. Just kind of clink the blades together a little bit, guys.
They didn't want to spook the horses.
Right. There's a Kung Lao statue.
The ancient Japanese subway station.
Stuart Gillard, I blame you. I blame you. Oh, God. Jim Henson Animatronics did not do this film.
Really?
Really? Jim Henson Creature Shop did not provide the animatronics for this one.
I mean, I knew they looked way different, but I thought it was the same crew.
Nope.
Hey, that's why Splinter looks like a weird dog in this one.
It's possible.
Starring Elias Koteas?
I feel like that's stretching it.
Yeah. Starring in that he is in it, I guess. Well, he does play two characters in this, where everyone else only plays one, so...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, God, he looks terrible.
I don't know why you're practicing with the swords, Leonardo. You're not going to use them.
Which is a shame, because he's really good with them.
Yeah.
I will say this, while the suits look different and far creepier, they do appear to give them a greater range of motion.
Well, this is 93 animatronics, not 90.
Ooh. Donatello just about did a face plant there.
Practicing make Raphael mad!
Oh, I hate everything!
Look at that lip sync.
Whew. Hey, remember when they just kind of like flapped the mouths open and went with it?
Splinter's gonna go smoke.
I don't know who that is. She's not wearing yellow.
It's Splinter or Shredder's daughter, Karai, because she's wearing black.
Oh. You know it's the 90s because she's wearing a Walkman. Nah.
Vacation from what? You don't seem to do a whole lot. You go to the news station and torment your boss, and then you hang out with the turtles. Only occasionally is your life threatened by Shredder. It's Raphael. Is that shocking?
Yes. No, it's blue. That's Leonardo.
She's known these guys for like 4 years, and she gets Michelangelo a lamp. Leonardo, a book on swords. Donatello got like some computer gizmo. And Michelangelo gets a lamp, because that's so Michelangelo.
Well, it's got funny flowers on it. What about that looks Japanese to you?
You're making that up.
She just said out loud what she thought it was.
Well, he was enthralled with his sword book. Bitch, I ain't listening to you. I got sword book.
Dun dun dun. Norinaga Castle.
Meanwhile, off the coast of New York.
Oh my god! Tatsu went back in time!
Tatsu in time.
Probably would have been a much better movie.
Tatsu goes back to feudal Japan and grunts at everybody.
Vanish!
Don't you sass me, boy.
Dun dun dun.
Ooh, shit's gonna happen.
Your gun is no match for my sword.
Let me cut off to the side and someone's bleeding to death where that bullet ricocheted. Oh god, I need a doctor!
You know he's evil because he's British.
Ah!
Mouse!
Well, it's easy to get through them when they're armed with swords and you've got guns, asshole. Go to your room and think about what you did.
So Lord Norinaga is Sab Shimono, known for approximately nothing.
Yet he's been in everything.
Notably gay, I guess.
And how did he have a kid?
They're in a domestic partnership.
He's adopted. Yeah. Okay.
He's adopted. And then that is Walker is the gentleman on the horse,
yes.
Right? Yes. That is Stuart Wilson.
Who I had an action figure of.
Really? Notably, he is English. I don't know if you noticed that.
The accent nothing? Kind of tipped me off.
Nothing. He was in Lethal Weapon 3, The Mask of Zorro, The Rock, not the wrestler, the movie.
Oh god, he was in Lethal Weapon 3. He was the bad cop, wasn't he?
I believe so. I haven't watched that movie in a very long time.
He was like fat and had a mustache, so I didn't recognize him.
And then this Kenshin is Henry Hayashi.
That doesn't sound very Japanese.
I know. Turtles.
What's your name, Hank? What?
Well, he's credited in this movie as Henry Hayashi. It looks like his real name is Aiden Hanze.
Ah, that's a little more Japanese.
Best known for his role as Chef Number 3 on Two Broke Girls. I'm kidding. He looks like he's just done mainly guesswork. Spinning testicles travel through time. You know, if she hadn't bought Michelangelo that lamp, she would be safe.
Why don't you just put it down? It took them this long to realize there's a storm coming through their subway tunnel.
The quickening!
Some people pay a lot of money to go through that transformation.
Dun dun dun. Should have bought the lamp. Should have just bought another lamp.
That's kind of racist, Splinter, just to think that he speaks Japanese just because he's Asian.
Well, and that he just yelled out in Japanese. Come on, Mike.
Splinter's racist and a stoner.
April wears socks with sandals. That's a faux pas. Wait, why did the Walkman travel through time?
Well, his sword traveled through time.
So clothes don't, but accessories do.
Yeah.
What a weird rule of time travel.
Yes, they're April's. She was just wearing them.
It's so lucky that this guy who came through time was the exact same size as April.
The bad ones were shaped like weird dog rats.
Womp, womp, womp. How does he speak English?
They explain it.
Alright.
They give you a nice little history lesson.
That's why this movie sucks. I don't want to learn.
Ooh.
Splinter in this one, voiced by James Murray. He was a Muppet performer in The Muppets. Mainly known for voice work and puppetry, it looks like. No, seriously, get out of town. It's very dangerous for you to be here.
There's people here, and you're a giant turtle. They might kill you.
Niles, interestingly enough, is played by John Aylward, who is kind of one of those actors who you see everywhere playing old, wise figures. He's on ER for about 3 or 4 seasons, it looks like. The West Wing.
I like how these movies have become you just listing off the credits of everyone you see in them.
Yep, pretty much. At least till something interesting happens.
He about missed his little pillow. Now that's really racist. I imagine Japanese people from today would have the same reaction.
I think I would have the same reaction. That Walkman's pretty durable. It kept playing for ages.
Hey, those early 90s Walkmans had to go through a lot. Including, apparently, being battered by four swords.
Well, that's how they stress test them.
Allow you, the guy who threatened to kill us all?
Maybe. I feel like this is the worst possible thing you could do in this situation. No, I'm totally a witch.
They just wanted to kill you because you're a witch. What's puke? We don't have that term yet.
Dun dun dun.
Well, you heard the guy. My hands are tied.
Maybe you hadn't been like, totally a witch. I'm a witch. I'm the witchiest witch. You are making these words up. Oh, clearly.
And he's such a computer genius that he has the monitor facing away from him.
Oh! Duh. What?
This Japanese guy came back in time. Clearly, we need Casey Jones.
No, seriously, what? What does that mean?
I'm not asking because I'm offended. I'm asking because I'm literally confused. Splinter taught you all karate.
Hey, remember in the first movie where everyone got their asses kicked and Splinter saved the day?
And now he needs to be babysat by Casey Jones. Splinter's getting old and he can't feed himself and he kind of loses control of his bowels, so we need you to clean up after him.
Remember, you've got to change Splinter's diaper every other hour.
Yokozuna!
Challenge him for the title, quick!
I didn't understand that, but it sounded offensive. Wait, a watch came with her too?
The rules of this time travel make no sense.
Watching her Walkman. Like, the whole equal mass displacement thing sort of sounds legit. Well, maybe the Walkman and watch added just that like little bit of weight extra she needed to weigh as much as Kenshin.
Yeah, you got to compensate for his hair and I guess his junk. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure that his junk weighs at least as much as a Walkman.
Yeah, I mean, he's just got a pocket full of spare parts. What were you talking about?
Well, you know, like extra sword hilts and maybe a sharpener or something. Just little pieces. Why? What were you talking about? I was talking about.
I don't know. Hey, this guy looks familiar, but I can't place from where. It's the man who shot House!
He got the gun from those British traitors.
He's immortal.
Dog rat. Nah!
That's not a rat. That's the devil.
That makes so much sense. Who's your father? What? What's happening?
I feel like we should have some info before we do this.
That is the creepiest smile.
I just realized where Michael Bay got the idea for the Ninja Turtles costumes.
He only this movie?
This was the only one he saw.
They wear shorts and they have tattoos. I don't think there was any debate going on, Splinter.
Have no time. You are holding a time machine. Unlike those like other times we totally failed you.
I imagine Michelangelo was trying to yell a joke there, but I couldn't make it out. Japanese guys in thongs. Kids movie. Why would they take this magical scepter into battle?
'Cause magic!
Let's take it into battle where it might get broken or stolen.
There's a joke the kids get.
Yeah, I think that show was like 10 years canceled when this movie came out.
Nah, only like two.
This joke
Michelangelo's an idiot.
This joke is sort of funny until you think that maybe the honor guard was riding the horse backwards.
You're turtles. Yeah, the costumes look really great right now.
He just said, you lost a brother. is he making these cracks to?
Oh, Michelangelo got beat up by a horse. The horse really appreciates his sense of humor.
He really appreciates Mitsu getting this screaming thing off of his back.
No, it's cool. He's already dead.
We killed it.
Let's take him back and cook.
Take it home and eat it.
For the record, Mitsu, played by Vivian Wu, Chinese actress. She was in The Pillow Book.
She's Chinese, showing once again that Hollywood doesn't really care what race you are as long as Asian.
Lay down your arms. He has a hockey stick.
Dog rat!
Yeah, dog! Dog demon! Dog demon!
Plus, if you kill him, the turtles can't come back.
Nobody knows the honored guard has shrank 2 feet and got 3 times wider.
Or only have 3 fingers and colorful masks. What? Huh? You're fine.
Hurry!
I'm sure that's how they talked in 1600 Japan. Hey, come here! Hey, over here! The disguise was still working. Why did they hide? And now someone else is going to ensure victory because they have it. You should have kept it in the temple.
Guns don't kill people, but I sure as hell do.
Surely she will convince these guys to buy our guns.
This isn't suspicious at all. Great animatronic work on this movie.
I think they realized that the mouths move wonky, and so that's why they put these masks on them.
Racism is funny. Goodbye
Ciao,
in every
adios,
language.
Not Japanese.
Goodbye in every language but Japanese.
This movie is incredibly racist.
It really is.
Don't we all, Niles? Don't we all? These guys had no problem shit-talking him outside, but are now scared of him.
What? I think I know now why I don't remember anything from this movie. I've blocked it out. Raphael just killed himself.
You're just stuck in a really, really bad movie. Cut the war loose. Let all the Japanese people dungeon.
Wow, these are the worst guards ever.
Also, all the turtles' weapons came through.
Well, all the samurais kept their weapons too, so it balances out.
Well, he's dead. And as soon as she jumped in, it made the, like, water fart sound.
Yeah.
Then still had to slide through and land in the actual gunk.
Leonardo's dead now, too.
Especially after it's been passed through a person.
Oh, the lip sync is so bad on this.
She just touched his dick.
Stranger danger! Stranger danger!
Ha! Remember when that old lady almost died in that commercial?
Yeah. Oh, memories. Just stop talking, Donatello. Stop talking.
Stop talking, Corey Feldman. And they all just left the guy.
I'm not quite dead yet.
So they stored the dangerous possible demon in with all the vegetables and food for the village.
Seems like a good place to put him.
Fuck you too, kid!
I'm sure he's out here in this open field if we just yell loud enough.
Those aren't your clothes!
The Ninja Turtles want to bone April. DeviantArt was right.
Kids movie. Raphael's such a liberalist. Why don't you go hug some trees while you're at it, Raph?
Raphael had his choice. He'd live in the woods.
Sure, that's what we'll call that thing.
Ah! Legolas!
Just remember, if you ever go to Japan, all the Japanese people are evil.
Oh, okay. When the film was released for the 25th anniversary box set, this movie was given the subtitle Turtles in Time.
Ah.
That's why I was thinking that.
Hey, he found his way out of the shit bog. You could have used that as a weapon.
Did you know Donatello was a big baseball fan?
Apparently. He knows how many strikes there are.
That man is an elite guard. Well, no. That man is a, like, ninja master. And April just booped him in the nose and he dropped like a sack of potatoes.
Well, I think this is the Rebellion, so they're all farmers.
That guy was wearing a clown nose.
Fight has all the grace of a great Kali match.
I feel like great Kali's matches have a little more pizzazz to them. You should really stop throwing your weapons away, Raphael.
Screaming vaguely Japanese sounding gibberish.
That mask was made of like styrofoam, or that helmet. We've already imprisoned one just like him. Let's not kill these three additional ones.
More dinner. We can feed the whole village with four of them.
We make a big soup.
Well, I know we just tried to kill each other, but if Mitsu says we're good, we're good.
As pointed out in the second commentary, let's also point out we are 40 minutes into this movie, the same point at which the Foot Clan attacked the apartment in the first movie. Nothing has happened.
They've gone back in time! Come on, something happened.
Oh, okay, I take it back. They went back in time.
And they met...
to do nothing.
They met fake Casey. They've had two fights.
Oh no, the village is lightly on fire.
Why not fire at them and kill them? We'll show them.
Don't
we'll
light
shoot
it
around them.
Don't light anything important on fire, just the rails.
It'll spread.
People are shooting. I should run, like, right in the path of those bullets.
Oh no, that cart.
We're gonna go poke him with our cutlasses. Boy, this is really kind of creepy.
Samurai.
Samurais! My favorite Power Rangers season was Samurai.
Super Samurai. He got behind you real quick there, Mikey.
The Clint Eastwood joke was really timely. Made a lot of sense.
How did you not hear that?
You look
nothing
like Clint.
You didn't forget about
Clint
because you just called him Clint.
Yeah, the Wet Willy is a terrible ninja maneuver. Very fearsome.
With their giant fingers, how can they pull off a proper Wet Willy?
It's a very
painful Wet Willy. I got the outside of your ear kind of wet.
They use their enhanced turtle strength to like really burrow in there, and they like Wet Willy the brain.
No, it's weird. Even as a kid, and we're saying, like, who would get these references, I remember getting them when I saw it.
Yeah.
Despite having never seen anything with Zorro, anything with Clint Eastwood.
I hadn't seen anything with Clint Eastwood in it, but I had watched the old Zorro series on the Disney Channel growing up.
That's not Yoshi. Yoshi's a little dinosaur. Kid, why didn't you climb out the window? You're on the bottom floor. You deserve to burn alive, Yoshi.
This does seem like an oversight. They run towards a burning building. Hey, what's happening? Well, only three turtles for the rest of the movie now.
The franchise really went to shit when they killed Michelangelo.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Is that a Backdraft reference? Had Backdraft even come out when this movie came out?
Oh, now I get it. I thought it was just because Kurt Russell had been in some action movies.
Let's see here. What year did Backdraft come out? 1991. It's a Backdraft reference. You know, for kids.
Because kids have seen Backdraft.
Let the turtle do the mouth to mouth.
Well, if you're not gonna eat him, I'm gonna eat him.
Everyone get back. When I eat, it gets really messy. Stereotypical old Asian village elder. What is going on?
That's what I keep saying about Asian people not aging until they hit, like, 75.
And then it all hits them at once.
Yeah.
His lips are too big to form any kind of a seal to do CPR on that kid. All he's doing is just breathing all over that kid's face. He's just not even getting close. Leonardo's just leaning in and spitting all over that poor kid.
If I wrap my mouth around his nose and breathe.
Oh, just crushed him. He's dead.
He broke all of his ribs.
And the present day Splinter just disappears.
Yeah, he was supposed to die there.
Yeah, that's a valid question. If the turtles had not come back in time, what would have happened to this village?
See, by saving that kid, they undid the ninja wrap in the future, so everything's fine.
We're sorry we tried to eat your brother. What is that face? Those masks are horrible.
There were like these giant frogs out there.
Turtles. Prophecy says they will come and they will sing hip-hop.
They will scream the battle cry, go ninja, go ninja, go. Maybe if you weren't such a prick. But there's only four demons. Come on.
I will sell you one gun and four bullets.
Just don't miss. Be easier to carry that if you rolled it back up.
Dun dun dun. I feel like they would break the horses. Because I feel like they've got to be heavy with those shells.
Because the shells are hollow.
Leonardo, of course, is that overachieving douchebag you had in every class in high school.
Raphael throws a sigh at Leonardo and kills him. Ride on the horse now, asshole!
April, only take 2 drops of this and you'll wake up in your modern era.
Totally torqued.
Torqued to the max.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
We are arguing without opening our mouths. Ancient ninja skill.
Thanks, April. You tore our drawing.
Why not? He's made every other MacGuffin in Ninja Turtles history.
He figured out the mutagen donuts.
April is shocked that 4 mutated teenage turtles came up with a stupid plan.
Let's continue to stand around this drawing and argue. That'll get shit done. Oh, April doesn't realize she's standing under somebody's bathroom. You speak English, you just gotta dress more modern, you'll be fine.
Put on these skinny jeans. So, she takes him to the present day. He grows very bitter. April dies at the hands of a neglectful doctor, and he decides to take revenge on that doctor. Yeah, it's not my shit, just take whatever you want.
My friends won't miss any of this. Why do the turtles have a collection of human clothes?
Well, they gotta eat something when they can't afford pizza.
It does beg the question as to where they found the money for the pizza in the first movie. Hey, guy! Hey!
Hey, yo! I'm gonna whack you with this hockey stick, yo. Oh, shit! How do you think the turtles get cable service in the sewers?
They steal it. You think Donatello doesn't know how to steal cable? I was stealing cable when I was little. Here's how Ninja they get their pizza. He makes it.
The Ninja Turtles have shit all over history.
Pizza Aua. Got it.
The blacksmith is dead now.
That was a lady?
Man, I miss when we were out in the lake and the trees.
Yeah, Raphael wanted to stay here a minute ago. Now he's had an ass full of old Japan. I miss my Nintendo, man. Your mouth is mesmerizingly creepy.
Hey, yo, kid, if I yell loud enough, you can see eyes in the back of my throat.
Ah!
What the fuck?
Yoshi!
That was terrifying. Did you know that Raphael had so much experience with kids?
He's good with them. It's flying a kite. It's not that difficult, Raph. Look at that! The demon is playing with our children!
Wow, authentic ancient feudal Japan shotguns!
Must be very difficult to paint with all these guns going off right next to his head.
What's really difficult is he's trying to watercolor and there's only salt water and it just doesn't work the same.
He's smoking in a kid's movie. Now he's really evil.
Wonder why he kept a loaded cannon just casually off to the side of him as he smoked and painted.
So he could blow away all the scarecrows when he was done. That tells all the men that practice is over. Because there's no more scarecrows to shoot.
Go wash up!
Bow, like the thing Donatello carries?
He goes very stiff and she slings him around her body and beats people with him.
Lucky.
Lucky bastard. Same way that you speak such good English.
Cause Ninja Turtles.
I saw it in the script.
You just established that she has a guy and you're hitting on her.
Oh, he's sad.
These guards are going to be so out of shape when they get back. 3 days of pork rinds and Cheetos.
The worst part of that is going to be after their feudal Japan diet for all their lives, 2 days of pork rinds and Cheetos. Do you know what their bowel movements are going to be like when they get back to Japan? Just shit and fire, man.
That shit pit that they all fell in is going to be full.
I don't know what you said, but okay, cool, progress.
Because they don't get it.
Because they just like the fights.
They think hockey's all fights.
Close enough.
This This movie is really enhanced by the strange mariachi music that my headphones pick up.
I wish we could overlay that over some of the movie.
Did you really need a guy to deliver it? He was right around the corner. You could have just handed it to him.
Well, just gonna leave now. Nothing else to do for the rest of this movie. I've gotten what I wanted as the villain.
Splinter was getting into those Cheetos, too. Makes him a little gassy.
Raiden!
That looks the same.
Yeah, close enough.
You're in Godzilla land.
You're Godzilla. That's okay. That piece of shit wasn't really going to work anyways.
Well, as far as we know, just building one makes it work. We don't know about any, like, enchantments that are on it. If you hold something shaped like that and say, open wide the gates of time, you go through time. Based on everything we know about the scepter, they were on the right track.
They were going for it.
I'm named after a dinosaur.
What's up with those tears? I'm gonna make you feel better with my terrifying turtle appearance and Brooklyn accent.
Hey, look at my creepy smile. That'll make you feel better.
Part of the weight transference was not only his size, but a yo-yo.
They said he made it for him.
Raphael knows how to make yo-yos.
He was bound to know how to do something. There's an entire room in that subway station filled with yo-yos that he's carved out.
He gets really bored sometimes.
He doesn't know how to actually yo-yo. He just knows how to build them.
Somebody's going to die.
No one's going to die, except everyone, eventually. You know, it's kind of a thing, but no one immediately. It's Mitsu's pocket rocket.
You didn't have to buy me this machine gun.
Suddenly Yoshi's English got very broken. Just woke up everyone in the village. You could have just taken it back to their house.
Suddenly Michelangelo's like, yeah, New York ain't too bad. What? I don't think that's how that works.
Like, you don't have the scepter, so you may as well help our rebellion, right? Now I got more than a feeling playing in my headphones. It's very, very strange. Neo?
Everyone's shocked. Everyone in this village is trying to kill and or deceive us.
Good thing Raphael screamed so loud or the entire village would be asleep for this. Kids movie.
You know, if they were to just use the scepter really quick, five badass samurai warriors would appear in their place. I'm just saying.
But they're heel samurais.
But they've been watching hockey with Casey Jones. That's a face turn.
They'll see fake Casey here and be like, it's Casey! Kill him! Beat him with the hockey sticks!
Hockey! Hooray! Slowly trots out of the village.
We gotta do something like follow him? The D.
We make the sweet, sweet love.
You saw a girl show up in your son's clothes. Why is it so hard to imagine?
That was like the weakest knife block ever.
What they don't tell you is how Lord Norinaga is terribly depressed and just wants to die.
You know, given his performance in this movie, I would actually accept that as an explanation.
If she goes at him with a knife, fine, do it, whatever, I don't care.
Kill me. Do not care. Now he's gonna get wasted.
Oh, that was the soap dish. Because his word is totally trustworthy. The witch that disappeared your son can just come back into your castle at any time?
Just wander in. Dude, it's a sex joke for kids.
Kids movie.
Dicks.
Ew!
So, that's how they killed cats in feudal Japan.
Throw them in a shit pit and drown them. I don't know why you're shocked at that noise. I wonder what noises you'd make if I dumped a bucket of shit on you. That was a disturbing shot of Leo there.
Why would you angle it like that?
A turtle ass crack in your face.
He's evil because he's English and has a bird. Where did April get a cape?
Well, she tore the legs off of Kenshin's pants and then got cold. April doesn't have much forethought. Latino heat!
Can't wait for this guy to pin Brock Lesnar in the feudal Japan tournament. Hey, they almost used their weapons in that scene.
That's not a log, it's a person.
We gotta be very stealthy. Leo, pirouette into the room and yell.
Yeah, that's why you guys have all said we were demons this whole time. If it was only a legend and you didn't believe it, then how come you thought that they were demons the whole time?
No. No, I was not. And I'll almost drop my staff.
And ha! Whoops! Shit! Can you just give us
let
a scepter?
Let me just pick that up. Yeah, let me just pick that up.
That's what Splinter said!
Why would you go for the shell? You have a free shot. You go for the shell.
Go for the head. Always go for the head. I feel sorry for that stuntman that got a heel right in his throat.
Using the weapons, too violent. Heel in the throat, perfectly fine.
Just crushes the larynx with your foot. That's fine for the kids. Twenty years later, that guy's still coughing up blood from this scene.
Man, Donatello really likes baseball. They all really like baseball. Oh, Leonardo just broke every bone in his leg.
Pulled his groin. Ow, 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 oh God.
Wait, why were they locked up in there with torches?
Well, there were torches on the walls. I think they took them down.
Well, that doesn't explain why they were locked up in there with bow staffs and rakes.
Those are the villagers.
Oh.
I just have an answer for anything, don't I?
What is the meaning of life?
Turtles.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I like to imagine you have so many answers because you've watched this movie religiously over the years and secretly love it.
It is one of my favorite bad movies. I watched so many bad New Line movies as a kid, and this was one of them.
I think even as a kid, I didn't watch this one that often.
This is the first time watching it where I realized just how bad the animatronics were on their faces.
Yeah. Well, I think the animatronics are good, just the puppetry is off.
We've established this. You think they're Kappas.
Thank you for running directly under that bull. Or bell.
Could be a bowl.
Could be a bowl. You never know. Feudal Japan's a weird place.
Are we going to ignore the fact that Leonardo just tried to crush a man?
It's cool. I knew it was hollow.
And that Donatello is torturing him.
Oh, his eardrums have been destroyed. Meanwhile, appearing in the movie and having not really done all that much, the main villain, everybody.
He has guns, so he's scary. Remember, kids, guns are bad.
Unless it's the Punisher. Or Captain America in World War II. Oh no, guns! The feeling of threat and peril was totally not there when it was just swords and stabs, but guns!
I love her. My futuristic relative doppelganger won't get to bang her later.
No, I don't think it works like that. Oh, maybe not zoom in on that animatronic mouth like that. They admitted it. See, demon, shoot him. Kill, kill.
Did they think kids watched Clint Eastwood movies?
Only if they had terrible parents. Well, you know, you egg on the villain, and this is what you get.
I'm still wondering how he set that off.
Oh, God. Oh, that looks terrible.
So not only was Leonardo trying to crush the man, then Donatello ruptured his eardrums, but then they were fine to have him get blown away with a cannon.
The Ninja Turtles are killers.
Kids movie.
What about the dude we just killed? No, he's okay, everybody. Oh, there's a joke the kids will get. Nerds. Another villain foiled by a bird.
What is my bird? Not my bird.
He's not my bird.
Why didn't you go the same way?
Oh no, stock footage.
Dude, bro. Brother, dude, Jack.
Stop right there, dude, because if you jump, you're gonna totally die.
Dick face.
Oh.
Cock munch.
Douchebag.
April, get in line to catch it.
Oh man, whoever catches it gets to marry the evil warlord.
For all being such fans of baseball, they should know how to catch something. Teamwork.
Yeah. They function as a unit because they're Ninja Turtles.
No, I don't think Michelangelo was in any real danger of falling.
Oh, no! More stock footage! Oh, God. Raphael's teeth!
Feel bad, Wit. You just killed someone. Good guys don't kill people. Let the ancient Japanese guy try to live in New York.
And they really should have shaved like 2 inches off of Raphael's teeth before the end of the movie.
Bitch, you ain't my mom! A nice sewer.
It's a very nice sewer, actually. I wouldn't mind living in that sewer. It's got better amenities than most apartments I've lived in. Has Leonardo stolen a samurai sword?
Then you go back. Maybe you could invent the microchip and change history.
Donatello's that guy who, much like us, spends all night on Tumblr.
Watch me.
Well, here's a dated saying. Man, can I just say Casey's wig looks really fucking bad?
Ha, they learned not jokes. I wonder what kind of food Casey was feeding them in the bar. You think the Cheetos wreaked havoc on their insides?
What's wrong with you? Oh, chili dog.
Eating some buffalo wings.
No, you're scary.
Raph's teeth especially scare all the children.
I mean, I just figured I'd ditch your boyfriend in an era he wasn't familiar in so I could stay here and have no sex with you whatsoever. Because I'm a fucking turtle.
Except they're forgetting the fact that, like, Kenshin could go back in time and trade places with April, and the turtles would still be there.
Yeah.
And then if Don and Leo and April held on to it, two of the guards would come back, and Kenshin, and then there would be two guards left in New York.
And kids movie, no logic.
Yoshi!
I'm gonna take you back to the future, Yoshi!
I'm gonna trade you for a rat dog, okay?
Hey, don't worry, Yoshi, where we're going, we don't need roads. Yeah, I just broke your hand. I'm so sorry.
You just shattered your fingers, hey, Yoshi!
Hey, yo, you're gonna want to get a cast for that, Yoshi! Casey just pat him on the ass.
Good game. Good game.
Good game, bro. Good game, bro. No homo. No homo.
All homo.
Quick, put your underwear back on. Wait, what were they wearing before? I mean, I know you have a boyfriend and all that, but...
Remember in the 90s when those weird, like, dissolving effects were in every goddamn movie?
Yeah. Oh, man, I wonder if Michelangelo is stranded in the past.
See, Michelangelo got his wish. He gets to stay.
He did the right thing. And the scepter is destroyed, so they can't use it for a
sequel. Wow, damn, no shit.
I never noticed that before.
They used it twice too close together. Didn't get a chance to recharge.
Oh shit, what is it this time? Girl, you would not believe the shit I just saw.
There were these giant iguanas and shit?
I ate something called Cheetos. By the way, my stomach feels weird.
What happened to my pants? Why is Kenshin ghetto now?
Why do you smell like iguanas, girl? I don't know why we made Kenshi ghetto. Or Kenshin?
Kenshin. Kenshi?
Kenshin? Kenshi?
And then he hands it to Kenshin, and then he hands it back to Mitsu, and then...
and then... Well, wait a minute! I thought there was, like, the weight transfer and all that. Well, no, the armor didn't go
with it, I guess. But the turtles weren't wearing the armor.
So, wait, here's a question. Are you telling me the Ninja Turtles weigh exactly as much as those four guys?
Yeah!
Those four guys must have a lot of muscle mass. Wow, it was nice of the lights to do that.
Who kicked on the mood lighting?
Meanwhile, not getting any in the modern era.
I'm never going to get not laid in ancient Japan.
Got these hormones, and this morning I woke up and the sheets were covered in... Oh, sorry, Splinter. Oh, this is what passes for a joke in this movie. Splinter put a lamp on his head.
We need to break into a dance number. Quick, get up here.
Yeah, we can't do this without you at all. Oh, now Mikey's got the goofy teeth.
They have interchangeable goofy teeth?
I guess. Well, that was terrifying. I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
You've just been, like, avoiding watching this movie?
Yes.
Like, we watched the first two. Do we need to watch the third one, really?
What if we just, like, do a commentary on every episode of the cartoon series instead?
Why is Robbie Wrist a registered trademark?
Hey, Robbie Wrist is a fucking media conglomerate, sir.
Pat E. Johnson needs another job.
Fuck you, Pat E. Johnson. You and, what was his name? Stuart Gillard. Fuck both of you. Stuart Gillard also wrote this turd.
I think there's a reason why he hasn't written anything else.
Gillard has directed this movie, obviously. Return of the Shaggy Dog, Going to the Mat, Twitches, The Cutting Edge 3. Any final thoughts on Ninja Turtles 3?
Still one of my favorite bad movies.
thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see y'all next time.